The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Kurt Damrow. We're going to be talking about the Elkton Autumn Fest coming up. Kurt is with the Elkton Community Club. It's their second year of keeping the Autumn Fest alive and going. And it's coming up, and Kurt's going to tell us what's happening, what's new, and how you can become a part of some of these events. Thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning.
When is the Elkton Autumn Fest? Is it the big Labor Day weekend?
Oh, it's this Labor Day weekend. We kick things off starting actually Friday morning with the flea market. Will be open at 10 o'clock. But we go all day Friday, late till Friday. Last year we started going later than we had planned because so many people stuck around. And so we go late Friday and we go all day Saturday to late Saturday, and I mean 1 o'clock in the morning or so, and then Sunday is just packed all day again with events.
But you give people the Labor Day itself off.
Then you have Monday to recover, right? We get ready to pack up, and we used to have our golf tournament on Monday with the Lions Club, but that's moved to Sunday because everybody basically said the same thing. We could use just one day to catch our breath before the work week starts again.
Well, it allows all the people who do put it on to actually at least have part of a weekend.
Yeah, it gives me time to get them to help clean everything up and pack it up.
So the town isn't mad at you at the end of the festival saying, you know, look at all this we got to clean.
Oh, no, they were really happy last year. Everybody was happy, and we had our last meeting before the festival last night, and we had about 20 people show up, which is a record for us. And added a lot of events, which we can talk about. But everybody's really excited because we got a great crowd last year.
Okay, it starts Friday.
Yep.
All 3 days, I understand you got a flea market in town.
Right.
People love those, and they're going to be there for 3 days. Do they stick through the whole 3 days, or do you have some people coming and going, you know?
Oh, good. Yeah, that's a good question.
Because, you know, there are sometimes people, if they've really got what people want, they sell out quick.
Yeah, and I hope some of them do. We've had a few coming in from across state. We've had calls from Grand Rapids, Flint, Kalamazoo, Saginaw, Detroit. Apparently one of the big flea markets that they had down in Royal Oak or somewhere that most of them went to, they upped their fee to $300 or $500 for the weekend, and so 90% of them backed out. And we have put out 5,000 postcards and put them all over the state, websites, Facebook pages to all these flea vendors, and then we went to flea markets over the summer. And so I'm not sure if we're going to have 20 vendors or 200 or 10 or 100, but it sounds like we're going to have a big crowd.
Well, and like most events, you know, when people are coming for the first time, when they see what you have, you know, then they mark it on their calendar for
right.
The next time. It's, you know, I get many people here who are promoting brand new events, you know, new things they're trying, and the first year is always sweating it.
Is
somebody going to come?
Yeah.
But once you start getting established and you have a good rep, it goes a long way.
Right. And this, in the flea market, your question is, it is free. Vendors can come on and they can set up if they want to set up just for Friday, or they want to set up just for Saturday, or just for Sunday. They can come in and we'll have it all marked off. And they pull in, and we'll have somebody that will park them and help them get set up a little bit. They're on their own. We can't provide electricity for everybody, but a lot of them will have their own campers and their own sites, and they set up. Most of them will be there for 3 days. A lot are coming in for Saturday, Sunday. Some will be in Port Austin for Saturday morning, which they usually do. And then right after that, they'll head over to Elkton and set up for the rest of the weekend. But yeah, you can set up for an hour. You can set up for 2 hours, 2 days, whatever you like, and there's no charge. And we just want to get a big crowd there.
And where are you putting them? Are they going to be in the park?
Yes.
You've got a whole lot of events going all in one little Ackerman Park there.
Yeah, we're really going to fill every inch. We got that huge soccer field too for our overflow. But they will be on the ball diamond right at Ackerman Park when you come in. You won't miss it because there's a huge inflatable area that'll be all, the kids will go wild when they see that. But then the outfield, which is very large, actually three diamonds, will be all the vendor space. That's all fenced in. We have lighting at night. Some people ask about security. It will be lit. And we've got our police department on. And so there'll be plenty of room. And if we do fill it up, we will head over to the soccer field.
You try to haggle your best deal and get to first base?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Try to get a home run, you know, in the outfield. And we're going to have everything from baked goods to homemade crafts and, you know, You want a three foot piece of vinyl rope or whatever you're looking for. Everything's going to be there. And I even spoke to some of our fair vendors that were here at the Huron Community Fair, and they're coming up. And one group called me that represents 32 vendors from mid-state, and another group called me that represents 50 vendors. And they kind of travel as a caravan and go to the locations together.
And I looked ahead. It looks like a good weekend for you folks.
Oh, amen.
Monday, there is a little chance of showers, but through the rest of it, it seems like you've got sunshine and good weather. So we'll cross our fingers
that the
forecast holds true.
Perfect. Because it's quite a budget to put an event like this on. And when we don't charge our food concessions, which we have, you know,
and you say
ones.
You don't charge them to be there. They charge you for the food.
They'll sell you.
But yeah. I mean, you aren't making a buck just having them sit there.
No.
You are giving them the space for grata.
Right. And then electricity and water and what is needed, like for our food concessions. And if they make money, then I've just asked, if you guys do something and you can donate a little something back. And last year, those food concessions, they weren't quite sure what they were going to do. So I just said, again, set up for free. They were, one of the concessions had six people or more working from Friday afternoon till about 1:30 in the morning Friday, 10 a.m. Saturday till about 2 a.m. And they said it was one of the best weekends that they had all summer. So we've got all the biggest thing is people wanted elephant ears. They wanted the Midway food. They wanted the deep fried Oreos and Twinkies. And we've got that. We've got Hot Rods Concessions that comes in. He's doing burgers, French fries, hot dogs. This year we've added Scotty's Smokehouse, which has got a huge following. Scotty Deming, originally from the Bayport Caseville area, has now got in addition to his regular job, he's got this big, long yellow trailer that's all lettered up, and he does custom smoked meats, and they're going to have smoked chicken dinners and barbecue and beef and pork, and that'll be a nice addition, but that will be on Friday and Saturday only.
Don't put the cardiologist display next to them. You don't want to tempt fate.
I think we do have a blood pressure test going on there. One of the hospitals are going to be checking blood pressures, but we'll see.
All right. Well, that kind of kicks off Saturday, but you got a whole lot of things on Friday as well.
Right.
Just people are coming up, so evening time activities are really popular. People get up, want something to do right away, and Elkton would be the place to be.
Friday morning, village-wide garage sales. Oh, there's probably at least 20 garage sales right now that we know of that are going on. Now, we don't have signs or maps, but the people, of course, will have their signs, and all you got to do is look for the parked cars.
I have never seen anyone sell their garage.
No, well,
I have never seen that. It's kind of a misnomer to me. I mean, if you're having a garage sale, you should sell the garage.
I think they're going to try to sell the contents first, and then the following weekend they can sell the real estate.
Okay. And
then on noon, the kids' inflatables on Friday. We also have pony rides coming in. They're coming from around the Kalamazoo area. And if you're at the Huron Community Fair, the large tent with the ponies, they're the same group that's coming in for us. So there will be lots to do there.
You mentioned prior to the show, though, that the inflatables, you got a lot more coming this year.
Man.
That there's going to be a lot more for the kids to crawl around on.
Oh, they're going to love the inflatables. We've got one called Adrenaline Rush, which is a competition, and two kids go at the same time through this big, it's a huge obstacle course. And some of the little girls are going to love that. We got the Princess Castle. So that'll be a lot of fun, and we're actually going to have our Autumn Fest Queen and past queens and a few others. Well, kind of work a few hours at the Princess Castle, and so the kids can get pictures with our Autumn Fest Queens and go through the Princess Castle. But we've got games, inflatable games, which are really neat looking. But last year we had about five inflatables, and they were from just a basic rental place. But this year this is a custom, brand new operation, and they've got really nice Disney inflatables and slides. And I think we're at least nine big inflatables this year.
Terrific. Kids love them.
Yeah, and that's free. That is all free, too, for the kids all weekend long. And then in addition to so we got the pony rides, we've got a lot of food going on, that fires up on Friday. And then some new events on Friday, the Thumb Animal Shelter at 5 p.m. Normally they have right around 5 o'clock they used to do the dog walk, but the dog walk has been moved to 6:30, and prior to that, at 5 o'clock, we have the blessing of the pets. So you can bring your dog or your cat, just be advised that we're getting ready for a dog walk. So I don't know if my cat's going to want to go over there at 5 o'clock, but I'll give it a shot.
Well, mine, they'd have to try and bless a little demon, I think.
We will have an EMT on site, so if you want to bring your cat. But the blessing of the pets will go on at 5 o'clock at the pavilion, the main pavilion, as you come in the park. And then at 6:30, the Forster family have done the Ron Forster Memorial Dog Walk. It's fantastic. And people come from all over the county and even out of Tuscola and Sanilac and Bay. And it's fun to see these dogs get together. It's like a big party. They just go crazy, and you know, like they haven't seen one of their friends in a year, and they go on this walk and they come back and they have treats. They've got t-shirts, and it's a fundraiser for the Thumb Animal Shelter, so come make a donation and help them out. They can get their food and take care of the vaccines and stuff needed.
And people who participate should keep their dog in mind. There are some dogs that socialize immediately. There are others that,
exactly,
you know, bring, yeah, we want it to be a fun event. So, you know, if your dog isn't really going to enjoy it, it's not best to force it on them.
Yeah, right. Yeah, if they're not going to enjoy it, or if they're a dog that probably shouldn't be out in public, it's, you know,
or just tends to be a little aggressive, know, around other, yeah, dogs. I mean, you don't want to have to apologize or anything.
We don't want Michael Vick bringing a dog up to the dog show, or that, you know, no, yeah, we'll leave him out of there. But it's just it's fun to see that, because again, these dogs, they get so excited to like almost see an old friend, and then they get together at the pavilion and they have treats and they got water and they got some great collectible t-shirts and they do a little raffle thing, and it's really nice. But they get quite a few dogs. You know, it is a nice walk, and then they get escorted through town, and the police block the streets off, and they do a nice walk through town for, maybe 8 blocks, and they all walk together and have a good time.
And be polite and bring your little plastic bags with you,
yeah,
just in case.
Absolutely. Please.
Just
please,
in case.
Please do. They make our DPW happy and everybody else, especially.
Well, the property owners who don't want to go out after, yeah, the event and find little gifts.
Right. Well, and on Saturday morning, we've got a 5K run that's going to cover some of that same area. So let's make sure, yeah, that it's all picked up.
That's like having a parade and not putting the horses in front of the band.
Which is, I've been in that situation too. Yeah, so that's not fun. And so after the dog walk, that's at 6:30 at 7 p.m., we have a beautiful baby contest, and that will be announced at the main tent at the tennis courts.
I think you need to change that to most beautiful baby, because everybody will say their baby's beautiful.
And they'll also say mine is the most beautiful, too. You know, here's what it is. Whoever collects the most money in a box,
oh, okay,
for your child, for your baby. And we've got boxes located at the Frankenmuth Credit Union in Elkton and also at Thumb National Bank. And you can go in there and vote anything but a penny, any denomination but a penny. So if you want to put a nickel in, and every bit, but basically every cent counts as a vote. And it's remarkable how much people vote on that. This year it's been really helped us out with fundraising. And we've also got some great prizes. They've got gift bags and stuffed animals, cash prizes, gift certificates, and that's Tara Herford put this together this year, and she's in charge and done a great job.
Excellent.
After the baby contest, and we will announce the queen and her court and our winners. We've got 10 girls that have competed this year, and we changed our queen's event quite a bit. And it used to be where you dress up in the gown and all, get your hair and makeup all done. Well, we're a farm community, you know, it's kind of a farm festival, really. And if you come down and see all the guys working during the week, you'll see everybody's got a pickup and it's got a farm name on the side, and we got tractors and equipment, and everybody's going at it. So we decided to change the Queen's Contest. So Sherry Makowitz and Kathy Forsh are in charge of our Queen's Contest this year, and they changed it so it's basically blue jeans and flannel shirts and crowns, and it'll be a great time.
So it's going to look like a Farmers.com commercial.
Yes, it will, yeah. Yeah, we could probably get Tractor Supply to sponsor the crowns. But it'll be a lot of fun, and they get to, because before they'd spend all that money on the dresses and the hair and everything.
And you only use it once. It's like the prom dress,
exactly,
and everything else. It's like, and even those are now being recycled, where people collect them, and then next year the kids can kind of see if there's something they like that fits. And,
yeah.
Because it's just too expensive for one shot.
And the makeup and the hair and everything else. And so this year our winners, they will get prize packages. Envy Me Salon in Elkton will be doing their hair and nails, and Sherry's and a few other groups that are stepping up, and they're going to just have a great prize package with the cash and prizes and everything for the queens. So 10 girls are going to compete for that. And right around 7:30, the winners will be announced, and we'll find out who our 2017-18 court will be, and and they'll attend the parades. And because usually they go right from the contest, and they'd all head someplace to change and go right to cowboy boots and shirts, flannel shirts and jeans, and that would be the whole weekend with the crowns and sashes. And so it's nice to see that. It's a whole change for that. And that's helped us get more people to compete again. And there's no talent portion. We don't have that either. That was thrown in the last year or two. And that's kind of tough for some people to compete and get up there, and you got to sing or dance. And, you know, I don't want to do that. It's a nice interview process, and we'll find out where winner is.
There you go.
We've added also for Friday night, right after the Queen's crowning, we also have a local businessman on his property located right next to Ackerman Park. He surprised us last night, and he is going to put on a very nice fireworks display right around 9 o'clock. Like, would you say dusk?
Yeah,
it would be safe.
Some nights it comes a little early, depending upon how weather goes, but yeah.
Yeah, so we've added, that's the first time we've had fireworks in many years at Elkton, and that's going to be Friday night, so if you've got to be at the park, so it's what they call the Class C show. The B ones are really expensive. They go way up in the air, and usually people will park a mile out of town. But this one, you want to be down at the park, and everything's open. Concessions are open. Kids' games are open, and you can watch the fireworks around 9 or see the Queen's crowning. Or also, we added Lions Bingo from 5 o'clock until 9 p.m. on Friday night.
And that's L-I-O-N-S, not lion.
This is the truth.
Like Lions Club.
Elkton Lions Club has got bingo on Friday night, and it's not on our postcards, but we do have it advertised for Saturday. But last night, Lions decided to add Friday night also to bingo.
There you go. And you've also got a band Friday night?
We've got an awesome band out of Detroit. It's 2 days gone. 2 years ago when we took over the festival, one thing that we said, you know, like the beer tents and the other thing, two or 3 years ago, they had 20 people at the entertainment tent, the beer tent, on a Saturday night. And so one of the biggest pushes that I spoke with my fellow members there, and I said, we've got to have a big budget for entertainment. We either do something unique or we forget it. You can't just get the same band for year after year after year. And so everybody went out, and we searched for about 6 months and come back with ideas on bands. And one was 2 days gone that everybody really liked. We watched some video on it, and a few people went to see, and they have a really good following. But they're a great variety rock band. And that's free, sponsored by Tavor Twist Dairy on Friday night. And they'll fire up right after the fireworks. They're going to plug in and go at it for 4 hours.
Just bring your own chair if you want to sit, not on the ground.
Yeah, we'll have a few chairs there and picnic tables, and they'll be on stage. Bring your lawn chair, bring your coolers.
Just leave them in the car until you need them, and then go
whatever.
And get them.
Yeah, all ages. And so come on out for that. That is a free, free entry. Tavor Twist Dairy is covering the cost of that.
Then we get to Saturday. We got to kind of hustle because we're got two more days to go through, and other 2 days are much more full than Friday.
Right. Yeah, that was just Friday. Now, Saturday morning, 7 a.m., registration. You get there for the North Star Bank 5K walk run, which has really picked up over the years, and I think they're going to have another record turnout for that.
Excellent.
So make sure you get your tennis shoes, Craig, ready to go. That's...
You better have AEDs all the way down the thing there to zap me so I can keep going.
I'll stick with the dog walk. 9 a.m., the huge flea market, which is going on. Mm-hmm. At 9:30 at the Civic Center, the Elkton United Methodist Church has a bake sale. It used to be a pie sale, but they have so many people in the church that do different baked goods. And I'll tell you, get there at the Civic Center at 9:30. That stuff goes quick. And they'll have tables full. If you walk in there at 9:15, you'll say, I can come back in 2 hours. At 9:30, they're lined up at the Civic Center door, and they're hitting that thing.
Now, I don't want to sound sexist, but I can tell you that from what I've learned through the years, the ladies up here cook some awesome stuff.
Oh, it's remarkable desserts. And you can even go, instead of just buying a whole pie, they give you a plate, and so you can pick a piece of cake, a piece of pie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you really can, load up and make your own specific little plate in some of the areas.
Or call it breakfast.
I always do. The garage sales are going on at 10 a.m., a motorcycle fun run register at the Hitchin Post, which we'll start riding at noon. 10 a.m., the kids' inflatables. We've got a corn pit, which is new this year, which is at least 12 by 12 box, like a sandbox, only it's full of shelled corn. with Tonka toys in it, and the kids can go play in this big mountain of corn, and that's a lot of fun by itself.
Do you have to have someone there with a noisemaker to keep the seagulls out of it?
we talked about that. We do have to keep it covered at night, and it's got to be all tarped up at night, but it's going to be under the pavilion.
Because you'll come back tomorrow and the next morning, and the raccoons will be eating it all.
Yeah, no, we're going to keep it covered. Maybe we'll keep one of the German Shepherds down there in the evening. At 11 a.m., we're also getting a lot of nice calls for the parade. The Grand Parade starts at 11 o'clock, goes through downtown Elkton, right down Main Street, from south to north. And our Grand Marshals this year, two fantastic people, Dale and Donna Schutte. And Schutte's and Schutte Farms have done so much for the past decade, many decades in Elkton, for the festivals. Most of the festivals would have been dead if it wasn't for Donna Schutte, who stepped up and chaired year after year committees and events, and they've donated, and sometimes they basically put on the whole event by themselves. So it's nice that this year we can finally honor Dale and Donna as members of Schutte Farms in the Elkton community, and they'll be heading our parade up there with their family. So a lot of people know Dale and Donna, so make sure you're out to see the parade. And Donna, don't forget to get candy. So, and we got a lot of entries, and candy will be handed out and all kinds of fun stuff. There's no pre-registration for the parade. People are calling on that. All you do is show up. If you have a walking unit, you show up at the Methodist Church south of town. If you've got a vehicle you're driving or a piece of equipment, it's on EB Road, which is just on the south end of town. Pull in, line up, we'll hand you a postcard, and you fill it out there. There's no fee. Cost
and you'll both, just yeah. decide the order of progression
first,
so we
come,
don't
first
have
serve.
The horses yeah. in front of the band,
right.
as we were saying earlier, and keep the parade going.
Yeah, so if we don't like you, then you'll know by the horses, whoever the horses are in front of, yeah, they're probably on our bad side.
They just don't look right with a diaper.
Yeah, so, and then after the parade, the world famous Oliver Township Fire Department chicken dinner. And I'm going to give you guys some passes to give away some free chicken dinners and for you guys to come enjoy it. It's only $10. And I just talked to the fire chief over there, Jim Seeley. Says, no, he promises no one will leave hungry. Now, I don't know what that means, if he's going to help feed people. But you get a half a chicken, you get coleslaw, you get potatoes, you get rolls, drinks, and he said nobody leaves hungry, and they don't.
If I remember right, the fire hall is just basically across the street from the park.
And the fire hall is downtown, right next to the Frankenmuth Credit Union. And it's one of the, there's not too many events downtown, but that one will be right after the parade, so you can walk from the parade, go right to the fire hall.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, and then you walk down to Ackerman Park or get a good parking spot. And so we'll all be there for the chicken dinner and all of our parade participants and our queens and our grand marshals, and they'll be there for dinner. And we also have our concessions that'll be going on at the same time, so if you don't want to go to the chicken dinner, and they usually sell out. We've also got Scotty's Smokehouse, we've got Beckler Concessions, and we got Hot Rods down at the park. This year, which is noon, at noon till 3 p.m., and it's brand new, is the pet adoption hosted by Thumb Animal Shelter, and they do have a number of dogs and puppies this year that a little more than previous years, and they're going to put on an adoption this year.
And it's one way to get a pet who's facing basically the Grim Reaper.
The Grim Reaper,
and,
yeah, I mean, yeah.
And you can wind up having a very nice pet.
And
you get a chance to see how they socialize with others right there. I mean, it's
perfect.
It's a grand way to see what they like, kids, all that stuff.
Right. Yeah. Very. That's perfect. And so they can, we're going to make sure if we find somebody walking around that has a couple of kids, we'll invite them over and maybe we'll tell them that they won something and set them down and put a puppy on their lap.
And they'll lick their face till they're out of tongue.
Yeah, and so guess what? Yeah, you're not going to leave without that puppy. Noon till 3 p.m., we have an open house at the Rose Garden, which is our assisted living right next to the park. And that's a beautiful new facility. Chris Roth manages that facility, and it's just gorgeous.
Gives you a chance to see what's available in a small town community.
Yeah.
That's a first-rate facility.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's a four-star. It's beautiful. And people don't realize that's in. They're usually full. They've got...
A lot of people come up to this area because they figure they're going to get people who care and better care. Yeah.
Well, that's a good point, because in talking to Chris, I think they got about 28 rooms. And I said, boy, I didn't realize we'd have that many people from Elkton. He says, what do you mean? We've got people from Sterling Heights, Warren, Utica, and they bring their parents or grandparents or young loved one, whoever it is, up here because of that exact reason. They know they're going to get good care. They will get one-on-one care, and it's a beautiful facility, and it's a safe community. And they just really like it. Once you see it, you'll see how nice it is.
And we have quality medical care just down the road at Schurer and all that stuff. So yeah. It's not like you're losing anything.
Right. Well, Elkton's got, we've got a pharmacy, we've got the two clinics, we've got a dental office. Everything is right there too in town. So it's just perfect for what they have going on. After that, at the Log Cabin Museum and Blacksmith Shop will be open with the Historical Society and a mum sale. Then at 12:30, we got kids' events. Two of my favorite, the Bugs from Harbor Beach, will be doing sing-alongs. So I get to do You Are My Sunshine at least once a year. Well, some of the kids don't know the words for that song. They'll learn them. We've got Balloon Creations from Julie Grahams and the Face Painter. We got two first-class face painter and one of the best balloon creation people. Number one in the state, but one of the best in the country is Julie. And she does remarkable stuff with these balloons. I mean, backpacks and Ghostbuster backpacks and creatures and aliens and crowns and just fantastic. That's all free. So thanks to La Village Market and a few more of our sponsors that took care of that. That's all free for the kids. Also, we have Elkton Poppin' Foam. We've got a big foam pit, a huge foamer, and it creates about 2 or 3 feet deep pit of foam.
Safe foam.
Oh, safe. It's Mr. Bubble. I'll let you know ahead of time.
Well, I mean, but, you know, there's different kinds of foam, but this is good for your skin, good for everything else.
Yeah, you deal with the guys from the fire department. They say, go get Dawn dish soap. And I said, guys, these are little kids. You know, I said, would you go crawl through Dawn dish soap? So no, this is Mr. Bubble and some bubble stuff, our own secret recipe of safe bubbles. And then we hide, put big bottles of Faygo Pop out there and bags of candy, put the foam out, and now the kids will have to run through this big foam pit and try to find whatever, a prize. And everybody gets to get one thing, and that's from the Elkton Police Department. And Scott Jobes and Adam Saney, thank you for putting that on. And also thanks to... I'm trying to think of everybody that was involved in that. I'll get back with them, but we've got so many sponsors here.
If we took time to thank everybody, we'd never get done, and we've only got a little bit of time left, so we got to kind of hustle a little
all
more.
All right, so we've got all that. We got Birds of Prey, which is new. We've got a gentleman that comes in with five birds, hawks, and stuff like that, and he'll put on a demonstration at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock at the Ball Diamond.
Very good.
Kitty Tractor Pulls moved to Saturday, and that's sponsored by Laker FFA alumni and Ruthenberg Farm Services. New this year, we've got at least five bands that are going to perform at the Missionary Church. That is free, starting at 2 o'clock with the James Robert Band, 8 Point Unicorn, I Am Ninja, Easier Than Honest, The Savior's Army, just to name a few of the bands that they have performing at 2 o'clock. Cornhole Tournament. That's at 2 o'clock. Register between 1 and 2. Our Center Shot Archery. Cow Poop Bingo, which I know is your favorite. You know, you compete a lot at Cow Poop Bingo. You travel around on Saturday nights.
There you go.
You know, you do these unannounced Cow Poop Bingos that are around the community.
I usually leave a footprint in them, but okay.
And that's at 3 o'clock. That's a lot of fun to do. A beer tent will open at 6 o'clock, and we've got the huge 80s band. Number one 80s tribute band in the U.S. is Rockstar. This is a remarkable concert. Not a band to play, you know, you can dance and everything else, but it's a concert, and they put on a remarkable show. They're a big-time tribute band, one of the best 80s tribute bands in the United States. And you have to book them a year out in order to get them in, and we've blocked them for at least 2 to 3 years. So you can dress up, and people will be dressed up in their favorite 80s gear. The hairspray comes out.
Oh, the big hair.
Oh,
get
your Aquanet now.
Leopard skin slacks and all that
stuff.
I've
got mine, you know, my parachute pants still from Norman's. And, you know, get all your leather gloves and everything and your fishnet nylon gloves. And it's fun because everybody dresses up for that, and they got wigs on. But this band is just remarkable. Don't miss it. You won't get to see a concert like this unless you head down to Detroit. And it's only $5 to get in, and that's the beer tent. So you have to be 21 old or older for that event. And that starts about 9 o'clock with Rockstar on stage. Then Sunday, we got a great pancake and egg sausage breakfast with the Elkton Methodist Church. Something new, we've got a rib cook-off we've added this year. So from 7 to 8:30, you'll register at the park. You get two slabs of ribs, and it's $25, and you get to compete for the rib contest. And we've got actually two Kansas City barbecue judges that are going to be two of our four judges for that event. All the flea market, all the other stuff's going on, Elk the Lions Golf Tournament. Are still looking for golf teams? Contact Century Oaks Golf Course. We've got a community-wide worship service. The biggest car show in the Thumb. In Craig, we're expecting maybe 200 cars to be at the show this year. We had 133 last year. We've got a gentleman bringing out his antique motorcycle collection, his old motorcycles, cars, Corvettes, everything you can think of. And that is one of the best car shows you'll ever go to. In addition to that, we've stepped up our truck and tractor or our antique farm equipment show. And there will be combines, trucks, tractors. They're coming in from all over the state. And they've actually blocked off about 2.5 acres just for that. Whereas last year we had about 10 or 13. This year we've already got more than 50 tractors that have registered in advance for the Floyd Farver Annual Memorial Truck and Tractor Antique Farm and New Equipment Show. So all the other events are going to be open up. Center Shot Archery Tournament. Mud Volleyball is huge. We have completely redone the mud volleyball pits. They will be done Friday morning, and that's not cheap. You ever think about building a mud volleyball pit? I mean, digging it out, everything sifted, and you know, first-class dirt, first-class sand. And we've actually got a construction crew that does highways and bridges. They're putting the liner in. There's going to be liners at the base. And so it'll be two great mud volleyball pits. So you can use them at the festival or use them anytime. Just load them up with water.
wait for a little rain.
In the TTPA tractor pull. Now, last night, we added two of the biggest competition diesel classes for diesel pickups in the state. And the guys were explaining to me what a big deal this is. This is not cheap to do. It's going to cost, you know, maybe an extra $2,000 to have these two classes. But they said, when you see these two big smoker diesel mountain motor trucks come up, these two classes, this is something people really travel to see. And we're going to add them to our regular tractor pull and pickup pull competition, and this is going to be big.
But they're going to be near the end of the program, as I understand it, the big ones.
Yes.
That way you see the flames shooting out the top of the stacks and all
that
stuff.
Black smoke just rolls out. This is just the best thing you'd ever want to see for the EPA and Al Gore. You know, they would just love this.
And all the people who live around it are going to be going, oh, I'm glad it's one night a year.
Yeah.
I do that in Ubley when I have the tractor pull. Yeah. I live behind it. So.
By the time it's over with Sunday night, for about an hour, everybody's going, oh, glad that's over. And then Monday, actually, a lot of them miss it, and they're just happy that everything was successful. Great weather. We've also got the Lions Club meat raffle. That will be announced at 7 o'clock. So get into Elkton and get your meat raffle tickets from the Elkton's Lions Club at any of the businesses. T-shirts will go out today, and they've got the Elkton and Water Tower smiley face on the front from Goats Graphics. And just there's so much to do. Come see the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car. We'll have that there at the car show all day Sunday. Get your picture taken with that. For those of you that are old enough, I've told some kids, hey, guess what? We got the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car. You know,
and they have that look on their face like, what are you talking
about? Yeah,
that's
about? Talking about a rotary telephone. You know, what are you talking about? So you got to pull
black and white television? My TV's black. It's all around the screen.
So I posted the YouTube video, and so, you know, grandmas, moms, dads, you know, get the kids to see a little Chitty Chitty Bang Bang before they go out there, and it'd be that much more fun.
Now, we've been utilizing these cards you have for the events coming up. Is this available online somewhere? Can they go to your Facebook page or some other place where they can get a list and maybe even print out the screen or something so they know when things are happening and they can be there for it?
Yes, we've got that on ElktonAutumnFest.com, which is all one word, ElktonAutumnFest.com. Or on Facebook, you can go to Elkton Autumn Fest. And on Facebook, we've got updates coming. I mean, every minute I've got updates going on. And again, just today we added the fireworks. We added the bingo this morning. We added that big smoker diesel class that's going to go on. And just people keep calling up and, can I do this? And hey, we're open. If it's not on the schedule, and if you want to do it, we're open to it, because if it's fun and if it's free, and of course with our insurance agent, if it's safe.
If it's safe, yes, of course.
If it's safe, yeah, we're going to add it to the festival. And last year we probably had about 2,000 people, and I know we're going to more than double that. This year we'll have a great crowd, but you got to come see it. So many free things to see and enjoy. Bring the kids, you know, get the concessions.
That's one of the things that is important for people to know. You have a lot of kids, these things can get expensive.
Oh,
but
boy.
A lot of these things are free. Kids can enjoy it, like the inflatables and all of this. So it's a great family event, and it isn't going to put you deep into hock.
Or bring a cooler. We don't ask you to spend a nickel. You know, if you don't want to, you can go downtown to 19 in Maine and buy an ice cream cone. And then you can come down to the park. Well, actually, they'll be at the park too, serving ice cream. And you can do all that stuff for free. Bring your coolers, and there's a big picnic area. You know, picnic and have fun.
Just don't let that be a factor that you think, because there's plenty to do. There's plenty to do that's free.
Yep.
And it's a lot of good family activities involved in it.
We love Elkton. We do some great stuff in town. We've got a big Christmas festival, Halloween with our trick-or-treat. We have a great thing. And then Elkton Autumn Fest and a lot of stuff. So we've got a lot of super volunteers that put all these things on. But it does take a lot of money. We have over 100 donors this year. And we still have to raise more money. We're right there.
But that's how you make things free.
Right.
Is the donors and the people donating time and materials and effort that makes it fly. That makes it a community event as well, because
right.
the whole community is involved in it. But it also is what makes it possible.
Yeah, and that's if without those $100, I mean $50, $100 donations, it all adds up. But it's very expensive to put on an event like this for a weekend. And when we tell people how much it costs, you know, a lot of eyes are opened up quite a bit. But you know, that was our goal, to do as much when we took over last year, and we really brought back the festival. It was a decision whether to close it up or form this new group. And about 10 of us got together and we formed a new group and said we want to save it. And got a lot of donations. Area farmers all stepped up to save the tractor pull, and it was just a great weekend.
Well, terrific. So again, if they want more information, ElkdomAutumnFest.com or on Facebook, Elkdom Autumn Fest, and they will be able to get a schedule, see what's going on, and it's coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a little respite on the actual Labor Day, so you can actually just enjoy the Autumn Fest and then have Labor Day itself. To unlabor.
To clean up.
To recoup.
We've got 10,000 of these postcards out, so we spend about $6,000 just on advertising.
And these can be found at area businesses?
All over the place, area businesses. And if you come into town, go to any business, so you can have a schedule in your hand. The posters, 400 posters and about 15,000 postcards total with all the schedules on them.
And they were, as of when they were printed, there are some few extra things.
Right,
so,
yep. Go to the Facebook page.
Ask around, and the people there will tell you, oh, yeah, we're going to have the fireworks Friday night, that type of stuff.
Oh, and people know what's going on. Doesn't take long for word to get out when something's in town. You know, so I'm sure just about everybody knows already. We've added the things from this morning. It's the coffee shop's been open for 4 hours, so it's out there.
Well, now that they've solved all the world's problems.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, anything else you want to let us know about before we have to wrap things up?
No, just again, thank you to our awesome sponsors and our great crew that have put this on the last 2 years. It's a year-round project on working on this, and we hope to see you in Elkton. Come check out our town. Houses are selling like crazy in town. Towers busy, all the businesses. We have a great community with a lot to offer, and we put on a lot of free festivals so the families can enjoy things to do at our park.
Yeah, the park isn't used just once a month.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks,
today,
Craig.
Yeah. Our guest today has been Kurt Damro. He is the chairperson of the Autumn Festival in Elkton. He's also in the Elkton Community Club. It's their second year of kind of resurrecting it, so to speak. And a lot of things planned over the 3 days. You can get these cards all around town. You can go online and get a schedule that way if you'd like. Elkton, the place to beat. Start off your Labor Day weekend.
Hope to see you there.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.